Hello.
Good morning. May I speak to Robert Grenady?
Speaking.
Hi. My name is Fran. We're calling from Arshad Fiverr in our recorded line. We are calling today, sir, regarding your appointment that you have scheduled for today.
Yes.
So unfortunately, we just received a message. I need to take it off the calendar. We won't be able to do the installation today. Seems that in construction have run into some delays and it will not be ready for today.
Now, we were supposed to be there last Thursday and I called and complained because I took off work and then she promised me it would be all set for today. I canceled my other internet, so now I'm going to have no internet or anything. This is pretty unprofessional for them to call, at 45 minutes before they're supposed to be there.
I completely understand. I would send a message back saying that this is priority. I do apologize. This is a big inconvenience. I completely understand that, sir.
I mean, I have no cell phone service in my house. I rely on the Wi-Fi to get phone calls, and I'm not going to be able to make any calls. I'm not going to be able to go on the internet. I'm not going to be able to do anything for internet for work.
Okay, I completely understand. I understand, and I deeply sorry, sir. I would send this so they can expedite this for you. It's not going to be today, but I'm going to try to, so they can do it as soon as they can. We also have weekend appointments. I know today is Wednesday, but hopefully before the weekend we can work something out. I can't promise you anything.
Is there a supervisor I can speak to?
I don't have somebody available right now, but I can request a phone call back for you if you would like.
Yeah, I'm going to need to speak to somebody because this is a little ridiculous. I mean, this is a new company I'm looking at to better my service, and I'm getting nothing but delays and cancellations and excuses.
I understand, sir. So I will place the call back request for my supervisor for you. We just want to call now and give you this information. I know it's not a good. It's not what you know. That's not. It's not. I understand.
I know it's not your fault, but it's just ridiculous. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a contractor for a living, and I can't call somebody at 45 minutes before I'm supposed to be there and say, "Oh, I canceled on you." I mean, they should have reached out yesterday at the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's unheard of.
I completely understand. So I will forward this message so somebody can contact you back. But in the meantime, I'm going to remove the appointment. And once they let us know that we'll be rescheduling, we'll give you a call back to reschedule. I do thank you for speaking with me today. And